Hey, it's Chris Jones with the Jones Zone, and this episode of the podcast is brought to you by the Jones Zone at Keller Williams Realty. That's right, we sponsor our own podcast. So if you know of anybody looking to buy, sell, rent, or invest in residential real estate in the Charlotte, Rock Hill, Fort Mill area, have them connect with us on their favorite platform. Enjoy the show.
It's Chris and Brian Jones, your real estate advocates, community connectors, talking Charlotte and York County area real estate and interviewing business owners, entrepreneurs, and community leaders. Welcome to the Jones Zone Podcast.
Yeah, all right. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Jones Zone Podcast. We are here with Eric Simon, a.k.a. the Broke Agent, a.k.a. the White Man That Can Jump, a.k.a. the crow, because he's always an escrow.
That setup right there.
Yeah, man. So welcome to the Jones Zone. How you doing?
Thank you. I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing well.
Doing phenomenal, dude. Doing phenomenal. So we've been following you in your content for, what, Chris, about 2 years maybe?
Yeah, man.
2 years. So I was telling you before, it feels like I know you. So thank you for coming on, man. It's great to be here.
Of course.
Great to have
you. Thank
you
for having me.
So I want to talk to you a little bit about marketing, as far as, you know, the Broke Agent. And for those of you, for those who are listening who don't know who the Broke Agent is, you have a pretty, why don't you tell them who the Broke Agent is, as far as Instagram and all that.
The Broke Agent is an ever evolving media, comedy, real estate company that started on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and kind of evolved into a store, an animation series, a YouTube channel, a podcast that failed.
And Caravan Confessions?
Yeah.
It was good. I liked it.
It was good, man. You should have kept that going.
I know. It was just like too dependent on the guest, and I didn't feel like I was that good at interviewing people. So
they joined the club.
Yeah, jeez.
Like, you guys aren't very good either.
So. No, we're terrible. So, do you have a background in comedy?
I actually worked at the Laugh Factory Comedy Club in Los Angeles, but I wasn't doing comedy. I was like an intern / marketing assistant. So I was always around comedy, and that kind of jump started and combined with real estate to cause the Broke Agent. But in college and just after college, I started a blog called The Pudgy Caddy, which was like a funny social situation sports blog kind of thing, where I would talk about like how horrible going out was in Los Angeles and how everybody would just get drunk and spend a shit ton of money and how miserable I was, basically. So that's kind of where I got kicked off my writing career, I guess.
Gotcha. What gave you the confidence to kind of pursue this persona, I guess, as the Broke Agent, in terms of getting business that way and marketing yourself that way?
The confidence. Well, I guess the way it was handled, or the way it was received very early, kind of gave me the confidence to continue it by, you know, fans like you, I guess, that have been following it for a couple of years. Like very, very early on, Tom Ferry like retweeted it, and I was getting great comments and a lot of support from people saying, oh, please keep this going. The real estate community needs this. So that's, I guess, what instilled the confidence. And then I got a call from Brad Inman from Inman News, and he wanted us to speak at the Inman conference in San Francisco. This is like 3 or 4 months right after this thing started. So once, you know, we started speaking at conferences and that started going on, I think that's when the confidence took over, and I guess it continued and still is going.
How does your how do the real estate agents in your market respond to your marketing? I mean, here it's a lot more traditional in terms of door knocking and doing all that other boring lead gen, but I mean, you're doing other things, you know. And we're in Charlotte. Yeah.
What do you think of Dwight Howard going to Charlotte?
Love it. I like it. They're saying he might come off the bench, but
I'm over Dwight Howard. I'll tell you that much.
Dwight Howard is a cancer for every.
He is. He's not gonna. He can't make a free throw to save his
but
life.
But if he can get 12 and 12, and
yeah, if he could get 12 and 12, you guys will lose in the first round to the Cavs.
Thank you. Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's true.
I mean, it's not gonna change anything.
You like how I just funneled the conversation right into sports?
No, I like sports. No, we can talk about sports.
Yeah. It's all good.
What was the question again?
What was the question?
It wasn't about Dwight Howard.
No, it was other agents in your area.
Well, just doing non-traditional stuff, you know?
Right. So when I first started in real estate, I was the receptionist at my brokerage, actually. And then, so I kind of had like an admin position there. So I got to see, you know, how the agents operated. Then I was an assistant, and then I became a buyer's agent. So I actually did the door knocking and cold calling that you guys did. So
that's I would love to see it.
I mean, I failed miserably.
Oh, so did we. Yeah. It's the worst. It's awful.
I got like one listing appointment in 8 months, just with an old Jewish lady that I'm Jewish also. So I connected with her on saying that I was going to Israel every summer, which I actually did that summer. But yeah, we never got the listing. Doing that traditional marketing just failed for me, and I didn't like it at all. And I felt like I was just spinning my wheels and nothing was going on. But the broke agent marketing is completely separate from my actual real estate marketing. So, to answer how I market real estate here, it's really just kind of word of mouth and referral business for me right now. I really should be doing a lot more, doing my Facebook and Twitter for my actual personal real estate, but I do so much broke agent stuff that.
Yeah. Selfishly, we don't want you to focus any more time on your business, just the broke agent, if that's okay.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So, I got to keep the real estate business going because that fuels the content also. So
there
it's
you
like
go.
A, you know, paradox or a dichotomy, I don't know.
Hey, so do you write your own, the music and the lyrics and stuff? Did you guys come up with that?
No, I have a ghostwriter. Yeah, I write it.
Yeah, no, that's amazing, man. We were like, dang, that's actually really good.
The open house seller that wouldn't leave.
The flow's actually decent.
Yeah, the flow's good. You got bars. Yes.
Talking about the watermelon Gatorade or whatever.
But, yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, thank you.
What's the status with the animated series? What's going on with that?
Not happening. No, it's happening.
I was about to say, man, what?
Yeah, I just took all your Kickstarter money and then...
retire in the Caymans.
So I've actually got the animation renditions back yesterday, the storyboard. It's a long ass process. So I wrote the pilot. First of all, animation's expensive as hell, and we raised $7,300. That's for 1 minute. So it's going to be literally a 1 minute pilot.
Oh, wow. So
obviously the goal is to make this into like a 30 minute, like HBO, Netflix, who knows, you know.
That would be that would be awesome.
So for 1 minute, I juggled around the concepts like 5,000 times. Then it took me forever to write because I was like, oh, 1 minute, this is going to be easy. I'll come up with, you know, I'll just look at one of my old Instagrams and then use that concept and write something because 1 minute goes by like that. But then I settled on a mockery of an agent profile video. So, you know, those like minute and a half, like, you know, piano music going on in the background. Saying how much they love helping people and they have like a client review. So it's basically that. And yeah, so you'll see. It's coming out in like 6 weeks, 7 weeks,
okay.
8 weeks.
Do you know that the real, let's talk football for a minute. You went to, what college you go to?
USC.
You went to South Carolina Gamecocks? You're a South Carolina? That's where I'm going with this.
The real USC.
No, so you went to the Gamecocks. You were a Gamecock.
No,
you're a Trojans fan.
Are the Gamecocks even ranked this year? Not even close, right? Aren't they one of the worst teams in the SEC?
SEC is tough.
That's subjective.
That is subjective, first of all.
No, the SEC is actually not tough anymore. It's very, very top-heavy. It's just Bama and everybody else.
Very true.
That's what Paul Feinbaum says.
What are you, a Paul Feinbaum guy?
Did you guys go to South Carolina?
Yeah.
I went to a school called Winthrop. We went to the NCAA tournament once. Twice.
That's right. You guys actually, did you beat Kansas? Was it Winthrop that beat Kansas?
No. Who was that?
I don't know.
But
the Winthrop coach was Frank Marshall. He's at Wichita State now.
Okay.
Little FYI.
Yeah. He's a good coach.
What do you think about that kicker out there for USC? That's an amazing story. I remember when he was a kid. I remember when that was featured on SportsCenter.
Olsen.
Yeah, is that the same kid?
No. So Jake Olsen's the long snapper.
Right. He went blind.
Cool. Yeah, thinking of something else.
Yeah, no, that's an incredible story. And they actually put him in a game. They were only up like 17. It was still, I mean, the game was over, but it was still like, you know, a block kick away from it actually being a two-possession game. So, yeah, that was a wonderful story. And we finally started 3-0 for the first time since 2011. So
yeah, they looked pretty good.
Yeah.
So let's talk about your Instagram. How'd you grow your audience to over 85,000 followers? I mean, that's amazing.
Thank you. Just funny, relatable content and people tagging each other.
You are relatable.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. At the beginning, it was a lot, like, we liked a lot of photos. Like, we searched hashtag real estate, hashtag realtor, and would like a lot of photos so that the broke agent would pop up and they would be like, okay, this is an appealing name. And then they would go to the profile. Or I would comment on photos, but that was really tedious and just didn't really feel natural getting followers doing that. So it really just, the more followers you get, the more comments you get, and then it just kind of steamrolls. Also getting reposts from a lot of people. Ryan Serhant from Million Dollar Listings reposted a couple of our stuff. By we, I mean me.
Yeah.
It's not like this massive team. And yeah, just posting relatable content that people want to tag each other, because Instagram as a platform is unique in the sense that it's more intimate. Unlike Facebook, everyone can see what you're doing, right? Like Instagram, you don't really look at, unless you're like spying on your ex-girlfriend, you're not looking at who's liking and commenting photos.
Right.
So you could tag someone in a photo of something that I say that's like edgy or kind of, you know, that you wouldn't want your clients to see, talking shit about your clients on Instagram. It's a better platform for that. So
yeah.
I think that's why it really works on Instagram, and it's on Facebook and Twitter too. So
what made you decide to, you sound like an entrepreneur's entrepreneur. You have this animated series, you have a bunch of ideas. What made you decide to sell merchandise for real estate? You know, real estate agents.
That's the route for growing these meme accounts. You're trying to monetize it and you don't know what the fuck to do.
Yeah.
Sorry if I cursed on your Facebook Live. But yeah, I mean, obviously I want to be like an influencer in the real estate community, and I'm finally getting like brands to come along, like QuickBooks or Roof Shoot or something like that, to come along and actually like put the statement behind that I could actually like promote what they're saying. I haven't worked with Roof Shoot, but you know, a company like that. But also I think the merchandise, there's a huge opportunity to wear cool, funny shirts that actually get leads. There isn't any cool real estate apparel out there.
I'm racking my brains trying to come up with some Jones Zone apparel.
Jones Zone apparel?
Yeah. House of Jones. Are you a Game of Thrones fan?
Yeah, of course. I have an offers are coming shirt.
You do.
Yes, I do.
I want to
buy it at realestateagentstore.com. Also, this is one of our best sellers.
I like that. Yeah, I like that one.
Real estate drink.
Make up drink real estate, yes.
It's not even coffee, it's just,
it's
like
just drink.
Yeah, exactly. So we have coffee apparel too. We got mugs, we got pillows, we got hoodies. It's actually kind of blowing up right now, which is awesome, because obviously I didn't want to push merchandise at the beginning, because selling anything kind of turns your audience off. But
yeah.
Now that the shirts are actually funny and they're really on brand, it works. So
yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah.
How do you like or what are some of the subtleties or differences that you use between Snapchat and Instagram?
Snapchat is the most intimate, and you can kind of do whatever you want on it. I thought at the beginning I was going to do characters.
Oh, we like that. We like those characters.
They like doing a distorted face.
It
had like
Eli or something.
Was it Eli or Stuart or Eli?
Elliot.
Yeah. Good guy.
But then what an attitude. Went away and Elliot died, so I didn't know what else to do.
We like Elliot.
Instagram story kind of took away from Snapchat too, because I mean, how much content can you post per day, you know? And it's like, once the filters were gone that I liked, I've been posting pictures of like my girlfriend's dog on Snapchat. It's become like really lame.
Yeah.
But I'll get it back.
Okay. So are you
guys Snapchat?
Wait, are we what?
We are on Snapchat. But it's the same type of thing. It's just kind of like, whatever.
We've been focusing mostly on Instagram lately, or at least I have, and here with the podcast and videos. We do a bunch of videos for local businesses and stuff like that. So how's your YouTube channel coming along?
So kind of abandoned also. Like I said, this thing just keeps like evolving and pivoting all over the place. I should be posting YouTube videos on a weekly basis. YouTube's, I mean, there's a ton of money in YouTube, and there's also a huge space in YouTube. Like, no one's doing real estate entertainment. There's just a bunch of like fake real estate coaches that are growing their brands and posting content with like 500 subscribers, you know? that's pretty much all you see. From, I mean, Tom Ferry's doing a good job. He's actually doing kind of like a daily thing, kind of like a Gary Vaynerchuk style, like, you know, Ask Gary V, Tom Ferry kind of thing. I don't know. He's doing well. But I should be posting weekly content on that also. But like I said, I don't want to spread myself too thin by posting content all over the place. Like, I kind of got to focus on specific platforms, sell some merch, and keep going.
So who's...
You guys happy of the Broke Agent merch, by the way? Have you guys ever bought anything?
I have. You haven't mailed it, and I was going to bring it up, but...
What are you talking about? When?
What?
I don't even do the mailing anymore. I have a third-party service to it.
Exactly.
What, are you drop shipping?
Yeah, I'm drop shipping.
Nice. That's the way to do it. I like that.
Yeah. Have you actually bought something and you haven't come, or are you just fucking with me?
I was messing with you. I'm going to buy an Offers Is Coming shirt. I'm going to do that.
That's perfect for you.
That's perfect for me.
I'll be monitoring that. Make sure that happens.
I'm sorry.
just wait a second. I got to close on a house before I can buy a shirt.
Yeah,
Who are you? Are you a Lakers fan?
No.
Clippers?
I don't hate them. I grew up in Arizona, so I was a Suns fan, but they've been pretty god-awful.
Like Kevin Johnson, Dan Marley era?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't really conscious for that. That was kind of like mid-90s. I mean, I was born in 1990, so I'm kind of more the Steve Nash, Sean Marion.
Gotcha, okay. Stuff,
where we would just lose in the Western Conference Finals to the Spurs every year.
Yeah. So you mentioned Tom Ferry, Gary V. Who are some of the people that you look up to in terms of marketing and doing all that sort of stuff?
Good question.
Definitely, as far as consistency, Tom Ferry is killing it with his content. He's just become like an absolute like mogul rock star in the real estate community. That when he says something or promotes a product, people listen. So I think he's definitely someone I've looked up to. He's also a big supporter of The Broke Agent, which I really like. He understands, you know, what the audience likes, and I should be using his tactics for actual real estate, but I actually just like what he's doing from like an entrepreneurial perspective. Mm-hmm. In the community, I don't know. I don't know who else is kind of doing anything.
Not necessarily just the community. You mentioned Gary V earlier. I'm sure follow his content.
Yeah, but I mean, that's just cliche to say Gary V. Yeah. And Tom Ferry. I feel like I should pick someone better. But the Jones Zone, I look up to you guys.
Thanks.
You guys are doing podcasts and stuff, and that's huge. Because there's not
your episode. Your episode like 70.
We're gonna make a meme of that quote.
Yes, we're gonna make a meme of that quote. Broke Agent looks up to the Jones.
Broke Agent looks up to us.
That's awesome.
How often do you guys do this?
The what? Do the podcast?
Yeah.
This is episode, what, 74?
Mm-hmm. 74. Usually we've been interviewing local business owners and local entrepreneurs, but we're branching out. We're spreading it out.
Like
going global.
How's your audience?
Our audience is made up of entrepreneurs, veterans.
Yeah, friends and family. We don't have like the back office set up quite as well as we should in terms of like tracking the numbers and everything, but...
You guys need like a, I mean, do you guys have like a logo and shit?
We have a logo, yeah. Check out our Jones Zone logo. Can you see it?
Oh, there we go, okay. Yeah, so you need that, well, I guess you kind of have the wall behind you too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's colorful.
He doesn't seem impressed. He doesn't like it.
He's
all right.
Sorry.
So, okay, let's do this while we're waiting on them. Let's talk Game of Thrones, because I got you on here. That's my passion. My passion is Game of Thrones.
Okay.
What are you caught up on the season?
I am, yeah.
Okay, Chris here, just started watching it. He's on season 2. You still on season 2?
Yeah.
It's been 3 weeks on season 2 and it's driving me nuts. But what are your predictions? Was that?
You just gotta burn through those.
I'm about to give up on them. What are your thoughts? What are your predictions for the season 8 and that comes out in 17 years from now?
My predictions? Like, who do I think is going to sit on the Iron Throne?
Yes, that the Night King, the Iron Throne, the Whites.
Well, first of all, I think Bronn is the Night King.
So you fall into that school of thought, okay.
Yes.
Can you elaborate on that? Because I have no idea why people say that.
Because they like have a similar nose structure or something like that. They look alike, and every time he sees Jon Snow, they stare at each other. And it's like they have like this weird connection. I know it's also because they're both leaders. Also... at the end of that episode, Braun was doing his like meditation, you know, flying to the eagle thing. Yeah, exactly.
The Undertaker.
Yeah, nice. Do it one more time. Yeah. And he has some weird connection with the Night King. Also, the little tree jumper things, like in the episode before where Hodor died. Remember that episode?
Yeah.
Where Bronn is in the tree. One of those like tree things. Yeah, nice. You're good at emulating those characters. One of those tree like girl jumpy things said something about Bronn, like we should be scared of you. So I don't know. I also read it somewhere in a blog.
Children of the Forest? Are you talking about one of the Children of the Forest?
Yeah, those tree hoppy things. Yeah, the Children of the Forest, exactly.
Okay, so who's going to sit on the Iron Island, or on the Iron Throne?
I don't know. I mean, the thing about Game of Thrones is they're not going to give you exactly what you want, right? Like, it can't be Jon Snow and Khaleesi. There's no way that it just ends like that. Like, we want it to be that crew with Tyrion. But I feel like it can't end like that. Like, Game of Thrones is so cool because they actually kill off your favorite characters, and they actually, like, breach the taboo subjects, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I guess I haven't really thought about who I think it's going to sit on it.
Okay.
Who do you think, Brian?
Who do you think?
Cersei. I don't think Cersei. No, I was just saying that because I think... I don't even know if the Iron Throne is going to be around. I'm really scared about these White Walkers, to be honest with you.
I know.
Who's going to stop? If Bran's the Night King, then we have...
Are those zombies?
Yes. So, Chris is such a condescending...
What are you talking about?
Yeah. It's hard enough for me to stay into it.
He's only on season... He hasn't even watched the finale of season 2 yet, this guy, so it doesn't...
Are you even a sci-fi fan? Like, what do you watch?
I watch sports and Real Housewives.
He watches Real Housewives. You seriously do
stuff on Netflix, and I never really got into Game of Thrones with the dragons and the trolls and the goblins and I don't know.
You're like combining Harry Potter.
He thinks he's funny. He thinks he's funny when he talks about goblins and trolls. He sees Tyrion Lannister and calls him.
No, I don't make fun of him for that.
Here, I'll transition it back to real estate. Do you guys watch Million Dollar Listing? Or any of the real shows, like Flip or Flop?
Yeah, so we watch Flip and Flop a lot. And at one time, Fixer Upper. So I actually wanted to buy a farm and get some goats because I went through this whole Fixer Upper phase. And, you know, they live on a farm. And that's kind of what I wanted to do. But I hate the outdoors and it's so hot and muggy here in Carolina. So... But yeah, we watch it. It's good stuff, man.
My roommate watches Million Dollar Listing, so I sometimes.
Yeah, I watch all the.
Hey, how's your homeboy Griffin?
Homeboy Griffin's good.
All right.
Yeah.
Tell him we need some more videos with him on there. I miss him.
I know. You like Homeboy Griffin?
Yeah, I like Homeboy Griffin.
Yeah, he was a good character. I need to do some more rap videos or something like that. But I think the animation series, or 1 minute pilot, is gonna be funny. Hopefully.
So. Yeah, we're looking forward to that. Chris and I, we're going to come up with a music video. It's a spoof of Closing Time by Semisonic and real estate related.
Is it written?
Yes, it is written.
Okay.
You wrote it, right?
When are you guys filming?
Well, my father-in-law is a musician. We're waiting on him to get the studio, and he's going to do a studio and record it.
You guys have a studio right there, it looks like. You got the microphone, you have the sound.
It's not a musician studio. I think there's different platforms.
He's a professional musician. He wants to rent a studio or something.
Yeah, something like that. So.
Got it.
But, we got it all written up. We get called the Property Brothers to bring it back to television, which is kind of annoying, but whatever. What are you going to do?
Yeah, people just see us and they assume, you know, that, you know, the real Property Brothers are as successful as us, and it's really not the case. We're a little more successful.
Those guys are everywhere. I haven't watched one episode of those guys.
Have you not?
They got a bunch of different series too. First it was like
they're talking about branding. They know how to brand.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And Ryan Serhant just got another spin-off series too.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Well, that's
you're just killing it.
You know, they need to stop giving these people spin-offs and give the Jones Zone our own show. That's why I say.
Yeah, I'd watch you guys.
Well, thanks, man. We will. Speaking of watching, we're looking forward to watching the animated series when it comes out.
Thank you. I appreciate that. We'll
get in touch with Netflix and do like a Netflix original type of deal.
Hit up your musician buddy. We could do like a cool original score for it or something. Or your uncle? Was it your uncle?
My father-in-law.
Father-in-law.
Yeah,
that's
my father-in-law.
But yeah. You're married. Congratulations.
I am. Thank you. Thank you. Chris is married as well. And I've been married 7 years. Chris has been married six.
No, like
five.
Four.
Four.
Yeah. Oh, I think four. Okay.
So, marriage coming well for you? Is in the future? Is it in the future, I mean?
Eventually, yes.
Eventually? Okay.
I would like to think so, yeah.
How can people, let's close it out, BA. How can people connect with you and where can they buy your merchandise?
Merch, thebrokeagentstore.com, or you could go to thebrokeagent.com and click shop in the top right corner. You could find me on all social media at The Broke Agent on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Musical.ly, Vine, whatever. Also, I just got two new accounts. Bad Real Estate
Yes,
Picks.
Thank you for bringing that up. What? Yeah.
BA Capital, so it's like a branch off. Basically, you know how Barstool Sports branches off into all these like Barstool Outdoors, Barstool...
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm trying to do that.
Nice.
So I got Bad Real Estate Picks, and then I just started one called The Broke Agent Store. So that's just going to be posting product pictures so I don't annoy the hell out of people on my other accounts.
Gotcha.
So you can find me at The Broke Agent Store for product updates, caption contests, discount codes, whatever you want.
All
so
right. Good stuff.
A lot of places to follow me.
Awesome, man. All right. If you're a real estate agent or a mortgage broker or anyone in the industry, you guys need to follow The Broke Agent. It's the best.
The best, Jay.
Funniest content out there.
The best.
Blows lighter side of real estate away. It's not even funny.
I mentioned them in the same sentence.
Yeah, it's I just wanted to give them context to how much better you are. That's all.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. All right. Well, all good right, luck, man. Saturday. Who do you guys have Saturday?
Saturday we got at Cal at 12:30 on ABC.
Oh.
Watch my Sam Darnold throw for four TDs. We're gonna win by 17.
All right. You heard it here.
Who do the Gamecocks have?
I don't even know, man.
Losing to Kentucky.
They lost their best player. I just kind of put a damper on the season, really. I don't know. I got to find out.
We'll find out.
Take it from us, the real USC. We started 1-3 last year and still won the Rose Bowl. So you could climb yourself out of a little hole, especially
yeah.
playing.
Yeah, you got the longest winning streak in the country, so good for you.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, all right.
Just kidding. All right, Eric, Mr. Broke Agent, appreciate you coming on the Jones Zone. Take care, and guys, follow him.
Thank you.
All right, take it easy.
Thanks so much for listening to the Jones Zone podcast with Chris and Brian Jones. We'll catch you on the next episode.